Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. You recall back in the first Mishnah of the Perek, we said how Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai had established a takana regarding the blowing of shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. This Mishnah will discuss two other takanos that he made in the wake of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash after the destruction. The first is regarding the taking of a lulav, the Arba Minim, on the holiday of Sukkot. The pasuk that requires this, it's Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel Mishnah, excuse me, pasuk Mem, says Ulakachtem lechem biyom harishon pri et hadar, etc. You'll take for yourselves on the first day the Arba Minim. But then the pasuk continues and says V'samachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim, and you'll rejoice before Hashem for 7 days. So the question is it just the first day, or is it all 7 days? So the answer is that there's a mitzvah to take the lulav and arba minim on the first day of Sukkot, only, midoraisa, except when you are lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, when you're before Hashem, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, so then would be shivas yamim, all 7 days. And that's how it was, as the Mishnah says inside now, Bereshona haya halulav nitzal b'mikdash shiva. Originally, the lulav was taken all 7 days of Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash, lifnei Hashem. Again, the Rambam pshat is Mikdash referring to the whole of Yerushalayim. Uva Medina, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or according to Rambam, outside of Yerushalayim, Yom Echad, it was just shaken on the first day of Sukkot. And if it fell out on a Shabbos, it wouldn't be done at all. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, after the destruction of the Second Temple, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehe lulav nitel b'medina shiva. After the destruction, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a takana that the lulav should be taken all 7 days in the Medina, meaning everywhere Klal Yisrael lives, they shake lulav all 7 days, as we do today. Zecher l'mikdash, to recall what went on in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, that's straightforward enough. The word that it should be taken for 7 days, Shiva, is actually not totally precise, in as much as we still won't be shaking the lulav on Shabbos of Sukkot, and there always will be one Shabbos in 7 days of Sukkot, and therefore it's really only taking 6 days, but that's not the point. The point is that every day of Sukkot, all the 7 days of Sukkot, are eligible and required to shake the lulav, Shabbos restrictions notwithstanding. So that's the first takana that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made. And we still do it today, halach l'mais, of course. The second, by the way, if you live near Yerushalayim, you realize that, at least according to Rambam, if you take your lulav on any of the 7 days, you can be mekayem mitzvah d'oraisa. Whereas, according to how we shake, even though we're shaking all 7 days, besides the first day, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And of course, on a year where the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, that might be your only way, perhaps, to get the mitzvah d'oraisa of shaking lulav that year. Now, the second takana he made is not about Sukkot. It's about the eating of chadash, the new crop, which is only permitted after the bringing of the Korban Omer. Now, the Korban Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan. That's the second day of Pesach, Halat of Pesach. And once it's brought and waved, then the new crop, chadash, now becomes yashan, it can be eaten. So, while that's true, in the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you won't be bringing an Omer, of course. And that being the case, really, midoraisa, it's permitted to eat chadash for the new crop from the morning of the 16th. So that would be the case, since there's no Beis HaMikdash, it should be permitted from the beginning of the day of the 16th day of Nisan. However, Rabban Yochanan Zakkai made a takana, as the words of the Mishnah say very briefly, v'shiyehe yom hanef kulo aser. He decreed that on the day of the waving, meaning the waving of the Omer, meaning the 16th of Nisan, the whole day should be forbidden from eating the new crop. And the reason why is because he was afraid people would be accustomed to the first thing every morning of the 16th of Nisan eating from the Chadash, and the Beis HaMikdash could be rebuilt at any time. And he wants people to be eagerly anticipating and waiting the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And that being the case, he said, we shouldn't have that custom. We should instead anticipate that the Beis HaMikdash should come back at any time, Be'ezras Hashem. And when it does, so then on the 16th, we will have to bring, if it should happen on the 16th of Nisan, we'll have to bring, even if it wasn't there in the beginning of morning, if it was available to be brought midday, we'll have to wait till after it's brought midday before eating from the Chadash.